Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Say it with me now, out loud or in your heart. I know who I play for. Today's episode is for anyone who has ever looked at their life, their bank account, or their timeline and thought, I'm behind. I should be further along by now. The truth is, you're not behind. You're becoming. And that's what Habakkuk 2:3 reminds us. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Divine timing is not late, and your destiny cannot be repossessed. Habakkuk 2:3, though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. This scripture anchors us in the truth that delay is not denial. What is yours cannot pass you by, because source doesn't operate on human clocks. Let me be real with you. I was one of those people who did not want to hear the words divine timing. I didn't want to wait. I wanted to hit my goals, and I wanted to hit them now. Because the world teaches us to set smart goals, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. And for some people, that structure works. But here's what I discovered. SMART goals didn't work for me. Instead of motivating me, they left me feeling like a failure when I didn't hit a goal by a deadline I set. They kept me in a cycle of believing I was behind when in truth I was right on time. I was becoming. And I started to see the same pattern in my clients. People would come to me after working with some online marketing guru. They had planned this big, elaborate launch, expecting to sell 1,000 units of their program. They poured their heart into it, and then only 10 people signed up. They were devastated. They felt like failures. Some of them even wanted to throw everything away and start from scratch. But here's what I told them. You're not behind. You don't need to throw this away. You just need to reframe it, repurpose it, and relaunch it. And guess what? Within 3 to 6 months, many of those same clients made the 1,000 sales they dreamed of. It wasn't that the vision was wrong. It just wasn't the appointed time yet. The saddest part? Many people never relaunch. They wait another year because they've been taught to use scarcity tactics. This goes away in 5 days, or you'll never get this again. So when the 5 days pass, they believe the opportunity has passed too. But the truth is, the vision doesn't expire. You're not behind. You're not late. You're becoming. Habakkuk 2:3 says, for the vision is yet for the appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. That verse has carried me through so many seasons where I thought I was behind. Because the truth is, what God has appointed for you cannot be repossessed, delayed, or canceled
by a missed deadline. The vision will speak. When I used to set smart goals, the time-bound part kept tripping me up. If I didn't hit that goal by the deadline, I told myself I had failed. But what Habakkuk reminds us is that the timing isn't ours to dictate. It's appointed. And this is exactly what I see in my clients. They launch something once, expect it to explode overnight, and when it doesn't, they call it a failure. But failure isn't what's happening. It's simply not the appointed time yet. The vision is still alive. It's still speaking. It's still preparing. God's word doesn't say, if it comes. It says, though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. That means you're not behind. You're on schedule. You're not late. You're in process. You're not forgotten. You're becoming. The real question isn't whether the vision will manifest. The real question is, will you trust divine timing enough not to abandon it just because your deadline didn't deliver? From the metaphysical lens, the belief that you're behind is one of the strongest blocks to prosperity. Because what you're really saying is, I am late. I am lacking. I'm missing something that everyone else has. And as Neville Goddard reminds us, assumptions harden into facts. If you assume you're behind, life will continue to mirror that assumption back to you. Florence Scovel Shinn taught, there is no delay in the divine mind. The perfect time is now. Notice, she didn't say your ego's perfect time, but divine minds. In the realm of spirit, there is no too late. The appointed time is always perfect, even when it stretches beyond your deadline. Catherine Ponder spoke often of divine order. She taught that when you declare divine order in your life, everything unfolds at the right pace, in the right way, with the right people. If you try to force it through rushing, scarcity tactics, or comparison, you step out of flow. But when you align with divine order, what looks like delay is actually preparation. Here's the truth. The vision is already finished in the invisible. Your job is to become the person who can hold it. That means the waiting season is not wasted. It's shaping you. It's aligning your vibration. It's teaching you to stand in the energy of overflow before the evidence shows up. So you're not behind. You're in alignment training. Every moment you choose trust over panic, presence over pressure, you're embodying the truth that what's yours cannot be lost. Now take a slow, deep breath in. Hold it. And release. As you write, don't edit or judge. Just let the truth flow onto the page. Number one, where do I feel behind in my life right now? Is it with money, career, relationships, or health? Who am I comparing myself to when I say I'm behind? Number two, how has the time-bound mindset shaped me? Have I set deadlines that make me feel like a failure? How have I treated delays as proof of lack or as preparation? Number three, when has something I thought was too late actually arrived on time? Write about a specific moment where divine timing revealed itself. How did that experience shift your perspective? Number four, What would it look like to trust divine timing in my current situation? If I believed nothing could be taken from me, how would I move differently? How would I treat the season if I knew I was becoming, not falling behind? Number 5, what am I becoming in this waiting season? What qualities, strengths, or wisdom is this process developing in me? How is this shaping me into the version of myself who can hold the vision? Number 6, write this sentence 3 times. I am not behind, I am becoming. Pause after each repetition and notice what emotions rise up. Peace, resistance, relief. Now close your eyes if you can. Place your hands gently over your heart. Take a slow deep breath in. Hold it. And then release. Now repeat these words out loud or silently. I am not behind, I am becoming. What is mine by divine right is already on its way to me. Delays are preparation, not punishment. My destiny cannot be repossessed. Divine order governs my life and timing. I am always exactly where I need to be. I release the pressure of deadlines and embrace the flow of becoming. Now take another deep breath and let those words settle into your body. Now, I want you to imagine you're standing in front of a giant clock. The hands of the clock are moving slowly and steadily. At first, you're anxious. You want them to move faster. You want midnight now. You want the moment now. But then you notice something. Each tick of the clock is preparing something behind the scenes. With every second that passes, doors are opening, people are aligning, resources are being gathered. Now imagine the clock glowing with light. This is not human time. It's divine time, and divine time is never late. It's always perfect. Feel yourself relax as you realize you don't have to move the hands of the clock. All you have to do is to be present and become. Whisper softly, I am not behind, I am becoming. My appointed time will surely come. Take a deep breath in. Let it out. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes, carrying the peace of divine timing with you. Now take one more deep breath with me. Inhale slowly. Hold it. And exhale fully. Here's the truth I want you to carry. You are not behind. You are becoming. Every so-called delay has been shaping you. Every so-called setback has been preparing you. And every season that felt like waiting has been part of your appointed time. Habakkuk reminds us, though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. Your destiny cannot be repossessed. What is yours by divine right cannot miss you. So instead of racing the clock, trust the process. Instead of comparing your timeline to someone else's, anchor into divine timing. Because you are exactly where you need to become who you were created to be. Thank you for spending this time with me on Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I'll leave you with this. I know who I play for. And if you're ready to walk this truth out in community, I invite you to join us inside happyhealthywholerich.com. It's our sacred space to practice living aligned, abundant, and right on time together. Until the next time, stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich in faith, rich in abundance, and rich in becoming. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's go together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.